Thanks for tuning in. This has been an Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Have a great night, folks. This is an Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. We're going to kick off tonight's experiment with some really deep funk jazz from 1973's Sadao Watanabe meets Inter-African Theater Group. I'm going to roll into some Miles Davis. Stick around. This is an Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Miles Runs the Voodoo Down from 1970's Bitches Brew. Just an incredible pinnacle of jazz fusion off of the album that's really credited to kicking off the whole jazz fusion movement. This is an Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. The show airs every Saturday night at midnight on the airwaves at 88.3 FM in the city of Pittsburgh and online to the world on WRCT.org. Ebony Spectrum is a public affairs talk show that explores and celebrates the broad range of contemporary and historical, social, cultural, political, economic, and spiritual currents which comprise the African diaspora from Pittsburgh, PA to Kingston, Jamaica to Accra, Ghana. In studio and telephone guests, roundtable discussions involving civic, social, business, media, academic, arts, and cultural trendsetters, Wednesdays 6 to 7 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. And check out Apple's fresh, sweet, crunchy, juicy beats coming to you live from Daria every Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m., Jungle, Techno, Dumbo, and more. And from here to eternity, everyone thinks they know the 80s hits, but on the other side of the Atlantic lies a treasure trove of synth-drenched sounds that filled the airwaves of Europe back in the day. Take a trip back to the 80s you never knew with DJ Tony Tunes from here to eternity, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. We got some more Mahavishnu John McLaughlin coming up on the next segment. But before that, I want to play this track off of an album called Green Line, featuring Sonny Sherrick on guitar. Has never had a U.S. release. It was originally released and recorded in Japan. Features American musicians Miroslav Vitus, Czech bass player, and Daniel Humer, a Swiss drummer. So a truly international affair, but somehow never found its way to the States. Has a Europe. This track is called Mr. Sheets at Night, and is probably the most beautiful piece of music ever recorded. That is coming up on the next segment of An Experiment with Time. Oh,
garden is open. A young girl's begun to go. The garden is open. The juices begin to flow. It's summer. Buds of spring, red into the sky. The city of joy is concealed in your hand. The wind soothes the sea. The sea dreams the sand. Happy land to lie.
hearts in green pies. It's summer again. Oh, orange and all. And gladly will I flower.
Why don't we stop fooling ourselves? The game is over, over, over. No good times, no bad times. There's no times at all, just the New York Times. Sitting on the windowsill, the flowers. We might as well be apart. It hardly matters, we sleep separately. And drop a smile passing in the hall. But there's no laughs left, 'cause we laughed them all. Laugh them all in a very short time.
He's tapping on my forehead, hanging from my mirror, rattling the teacups, and I
delay. We're just a habit like saccharin, and I'm habitually feeling kind of blue. But each time I try on the thought of leaving you, I stop and think it over. Thank you.
Open Country Joy from Mahavishnu Orchestra's 1972 album Birds of Fire. That happened to be the first Mahavishnu album I ever heard, and probably my first foray into jazz fusion, and it completely blew my mind. Remember, it was in my buddy's dad's stash of vinyl, and we were digging through, just exploring what was in there, and man, found some real treasures like that one. The Fugs were in that little segment. The Garden is Open, and just a nice little track from Paul Simon from Simon and Garfunkel's 1968 Bookends Overs. You're listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. And help protect your family from flu this season by taking 3 easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and easy and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay at home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu. Well, John Zorn on Zadig Records has just released a box set of the complete studio master takes of the original Masada Ensemble. This is Le Chem from the 9th disc of that new box set.
Ah!
Thurston Moore is on record as saying that is his favorite track of all time. That was There Is a Balm in Gilead from Archie Shepp's 1969 Blasé album. This has been an experiment with time at WRCT. Check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org. Have a great night, folks.
To Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, the biggest story right now is the way that U.S. news media that claim to be deeply invested in free speech rights are showing that they only mean it sometimes, which means they don't really mean it. The New York Times ran the headline on April 25th, "Pro-Palestinian encampment spread, leading to hundreds of arrests." We are to understand and accept that people peacefully protesting their tuition and tax dollars going to support a genocide that has killed minimally 40,000 people just forces U.S. law enforcement to, whatever their will, truncheon 20-year-olds who are sitting quietly in tents and, if possible, prevent their ever working again. Yes, unapologetic neo-Nazis marching with torches chanting "Jews will not replace us," that was protected speech that we should be as a nation proud of allowing to happen. But the same outlets say students saying they oppose the mass murder of tens of thousands of people is, well, we just can't have that. People looking to corporate news media as bastions of free speech have been wrong for more than a minute, but it's becoming crystal clear now. Information is a public good, journalism is a public service, but media is a business. And the goal of media companies to appease funders and advertisers is going to bring them into conflict with the public and with some journalists who mistakenly thought they were signing up to tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may. We're now seeing the impacts of the reality that corporate media, as well as corporately funded universities, will always side with official power. To present students sitting quietly in tents in protest of genocide as violent terrorists. But the fact that we've been seeing it for decades as corporate media spin narratives about people of color as both violent and lazy, and storylines about the socioeconomic status quo as the best possible option, even as millions of people increasingly recognize that it means a terrible life for them, well, that's what we're up against. But many people at the same time are deeply interested in how different media telling different stories can change our understanding of our past, our present, and our future. Joseph Torres is currently senior advisor for reparative policy and programs at the group Free Press and co-author with Juan Gonzalez of News for All the People. Writer, musician, and communication strategist Colette Watson is with Black River Life, and they both are part of the project Media 2070 that aims to highlight how media can serve as a lever for racial justice and how that includes changing entrenched media narratives about Black people. Their co-authored article, "Repairing Journalism's History of Anti-Black Harm," appears in the Annals of the American Academy of Political and Social Science. That conversation is coming up on Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group FAIR. The idea of some form of public communal recognition and redress or reparation for Black Americans for centuries of systemic state-sanctioned harms and their lasting and continuing impact is not new. But our guest's work considers the